The state is dropping the speed limit on 3 Seward Highway bridges that have severe structural problems. Vehicles will have to slow down to 20 miles per hour while crossing the bridges from the normal 55 mile per hour speed limit. The bridges are located in a 3-mile section about 25 miles north of Seward. Rick Feller works for the State Department of Transportation in the central region. He says all 3 are wood structures that are older than the state.
As you would expect with wood, you have some rot, you have some splitting, and just general decay over 50 years of use.
In 1995, the Department of Transportation identified the 3 bridges as structurally deficient. An inspection this fall found them in worse shape than the state was expecting. Bridge experts will conduct more extensive testing next week. Feller says the lower speed limit is a precaution, especially intended to reduce the impact of heavy truck traffic.
You know, the bridges are really in no different shape this week than they were last week. The goal here is to ensure that we have no more degradation in the quality of the bridges while we are studying our alternatives for repair or replacement.
Besides the lower speed limit, the state is planning to reduce the bridges to 1 lane. That will happen in 5 or 6 weeks when automated traffic controls arrive from the lower 48. Feller doesn't expect big traffic backups this winter, but the state hopes to be able to stabilize the bridges in time for the busy summer tourist season.